So the question was asked, how long would it take to learn to obtain smicha? That question really has to be divided into two questions. One is the question, how long would it take to get the piece of paper? Meaning, if you simply want the paper to have it on your resume, which is a worthwhile thing, you know, if you're going to be an educator and you want to be able to say, I have smicha, so then there are certain places where you could get it relatively easily, where after a year or two, you can get the piece of paper. I think you have to realize the value of that piece of paper. You shouldn't be giving a halachic ruling because you don't know enough from 2 years of study. But that option does exist. If your question is how long does it take to study in order to know to give a halachic ruling, so that's a different question. That depends on where a person's starting point is. If a person doesn't yet know how to learn Talmud, so then he needs to invest a few years to learn Talmud. If a person hasn't yet learned the commentaries on Talmud, so he needs to invest a few years in that. If a person doesn't yet know how to learn Shulchan Aruch, that can take him time as well. And then part of it depends on a person's intellectual acumen. How sharp is a person, you know? We had a student walk in here about 4 years ago. I guess it's only 4 years ago, yeah. And he had started observing Shabbos about a year earlier, okay? And by now, he's a member of one of the top yeshivas in Israel. You know, he's learning in one of the top yeshivot in Israel. He studied diligently, and he's brilliant. So he zoomed ahead. Other people spend 10 years here, and they never get to that level. It depends a little bit on how much a person can study, how diligent a person is, and how skilled a person is. Remember, Rabbi Akiva started at age 40 with the Aleph Beis. He didn't know how to read. He was illiterate. He didn't know Shema Yisrael. He didn't know one pasuk in Torah. And yet, 10 years later, he was among the top sages of Israel. So a person can zoom ahead. It depends on how diligent he will be at his work and how skilled he is. Takes two. We've had students here who ended up rabbis. Much of our staff started out here. Are you kidding? You'll see Purim time. They post pictures of the staff where they were beforehand. We have some of the staff here who were pop singers. We have some of the staff here who used to play guitar at bars. We have you'll see people with hair out to here. You know, Rav Bigon was from a kibbutz. He didn't know what Shabbos was when he started out. Rav Bigon, he and Ehud Barak were friends on the kibbutz. They both grew up in a totally anti-religious kibbutz. So a lot of people in the yeshiva started out in places where they were very far from it. And yet they charged ahead. It's a, you know, some of the rabbis here will tell you openly. Most of the rabbis here will tell you openly. I'd say half of our department at least started out here as students. They walked into here from university not knowing too much about Judaism. They worked and they moved ahead. Yeah, so it's doable. Just requires diligence, a little bit of skill, and working hard.